Social distancing means no gyms, a spike in in-home exercise equipment sales, and a rush to online fitness classes. We're going to get some guidance now on how to stay fit at home from Tony Maloney. He's an exercise physiologist and fitness center manager at the National Institute for Fitness and Sport in Indianapolis. Tony, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And I would say just about everybody is out of their regular routine right now and often can't even go outside to do, you know, outdoor exercises at the moment. What can we do to make sure that we're staying in shape during this crisis?
Well, I think, number one, I think it's very important to remember that we have probably the best piece of fitness equipment with us at all time, and that's our body. So I think utilizing a lot of body weight exercises such as squats, glute bridges, some push-ups, lunges, some plank variations, and even running in place. Those are all great things that you can do, and you don't need one piece of equipment to do that.
And what are the basics per week? How much cardio, how much strength training, how much stretching should people be doing?
So I think it'd be good to aim for 30 minutes a day of some type of activity for a total of about 150 minutes per week of some moderate to vigorous activity. That could be a combination of cardio exercise as well as strength exercise.
30 minutes a day. Now, I have been looking on TV on, you know, streaming services to try to find little 30-minute workouts, and it's usually some lady standing on the beach in California, you know, with a couple of little free weights and doing exercises for 30 minutes or so. Do you have any suggestions in terms of what people can look for online?
Well, I think it's, as always, be a smart consumer when you're following people online, right? Do a little background check on them. Make sure that you're looking at and learning from somebody that is educated, has maybe some certifications. So I think there's a lot of great people out there doing great things. Be mindful and be a good consumer when you decide on who you want to get your information from.
Number one on your five workout things you can do at home is a circuit of movement patterns. What do you mean by that?
So I think a good example would be if you were to have five exercises, such as a squat, you know, kind of like you're sitting down in a chair and standing back up, a glute bridge where you're on the ground, driving through the heels to bring your belt buckle up towards the ceiling, a push-up, again, depending on what your fitness level is, modifying that where you need to, adding a lunge and a plank variation, and doing that for 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off for each exercise. And completing each circuit 3 to 5 times, depending on either your time or your fitness level. I think that's a great way of just utilizing your body and utilizing the small space that you probably have in your apartment or home. And you can get a lot of work done doing that. I'd also add that if you're looking for the strength effect of those exercises, slow it down and doing some isometric or some holds in different positions or in different parts of those movements is going to add to the strength focus. And now if you want a cardio effect, you can do the exact same circuit, but speed it up. And that's what's going to increase the heart rate and increase that cardio effect using the same movement, but just changing it up the speed so you increase the intensity.
And what if you want to really DIY with this stuff? People have been talking online about jumping back and forth over a line of mass tape on the floor, using soup cans as dumbbells, going up and down stairs. What would you suggest?
I think one of my favorite ones is a backpack or like a suitcase. You can load that up with some weight and use that for some DIY load. So if you are getting to the point where body weight exercises maybe aren't doing it for you and you don't want a little bit more intensity, then yeah, I like backpacks. I think like water jugs, you know, big ones, those can give you some what we call dynamic loader, where each rep is going to be a little different because the water's moving around, which can provide a great effect when we're looking at trying to tax the body and challenge the body in different motions and different movements.
What would you do with a water jug?
Squats are good. Maybe some lunges, you could do that. I think just carrying it is a good idea as well. You know, if you can carry it around the kitchen or maybe up your stairs. Also doing some press work. So doing maybe either a chest press or maybe even overhead press with that big jug of water.
Now, you've got a list, and we're going to post it at hereandnow.org. But one of the things on your list is play. What do you mean by that?
If it's possible to get outside, either yourself, take the kids, take the dog, and get out and just move around and play and smile. I think that's huge these days. And play should be really a big part of people's fitness regimen anyway. I think it's a great way to use your body and all that work you've done and get out there and enjoy moving around. I think we get so, you know, enamored and being in the gym and making sure that we're bench pressing and doing all those great things. And again, very, very important, but we start to get away from those things that make us human. And that's moving around and jumping and skipping and just smiling while we're moving around.
You say get up every 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's huge. You know, the same things that we would tell people to do at the office, do the same thing at home. I mean, you got to get up. I like commercial break workouts, right? So you got about usually two minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes in between commercials, right? Now, hold a plank for that long or do some push-ups or do some squats or something like that.
And by the way, it doesn't count if you get up every 15 minutes or during the commercial break, you get up and go get a cookie. That does not count.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about here. But yeah.
Yeah, right. Tony, do you think that if we listen to everything you've said here, we can avoid the COVID-19 15?
I think so.
That is Tony Maloney, who is an exercise physiologist and fitness center manager at the National Institute for Fitness and Sport in Indianapolis. And we will link to his tips at hereandnow.org. Tony, thank you.
Oh, thank you.